listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 264. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Well, hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. I am your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who helps women around the world make more money by creating a personalized business strategy and mastering their mindset so they can create a business and life they love and want to show up for every single day. Today is an Ask Ange episode where I'll be answering a question from one of my amazing listeners. And today's question is coming from a listener who has asked to remain anonymous on the topic about busyness and not having enough time. But before I get started on this great question, I just want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by my 4-day exclusive Bali Women in Business Retreat happening October 19th through to October 22nd, 2023. From amazing speakers to mastermind sessions to sound healing, luxury accommodation, connection, and time for you to put yourself first, this retreat is something you do not want to miss out on. To learn more about the 4-day exclusive Bali retreat, send me a message over on Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting. Spots are limited. Now let's get into answering today's question. And the question goes like this. I don't have time. I don't have time, Ange. Or at least it feels like I don't have time. I don't have time to grow my business. I don't have time to be a good mother. I don't have time for my partner. I don't have time for myself. I simply don't have time. Is this normal? Any thoughts on what I could do to try to get back some time? To the amazing anonymous human that has submitted this question, thank you for sending your question through. Why? Because any question that you listeners are sending through, I can guarantee you that there is someone out there going, thank goodness this person was brave enough to submit this question, because I too can relate so much. So thank you to the anonymous human who sent this question through. Now, first things first is I get the time thing. I get that time, there is no time, or it feels like there is no time, especially if you're in the startup phase in business, or if you're going through like a new growth or scale phase. It can feel that way. It can feel like you don't have time to breathe or to sleep or to really piss. And I too used to say that I was too busy and I don't have time. I would almost wear this as a badge of honor. So the first thing that I'd like you to consider is, are you being busy or are you being productive? Because if you're just being busy and not being productive, then you'll be wasting time away. And time is the only thing that we can't gain back. Now, while many people will use the terms busy and productive interchangeably, there is a significant difference between the two. Let me explain. Being busy simply means having a lot to do, while being productive means making progress and achieving results. Being busy can sometimes lead to feeling overwhelmed or stressed, while being productive can create a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. Now, the key difference that I found between busy and productive is that being busy focuses on the quantity of work, while being productive focuses on the quality of work. When we are busy, we may be completing many tasks, but they may not necessarily be important or impactful. When we are productive, however, we are focused on completing tasks that align with our goals and priorities and that ultimately lead to progress and success. And one last distinction that I'd like to add is that being busy often involves in multitasking or jumping from one task to the next, that to-do list, as you know, while being productive involves focusing on one task at a time and giving it our full attention. By focusing on the most important tasks and dedicating our full attention to them, we can then maximize our productivity and achieve greater success both in personal and our business lives, and ultimately gaining back time, right? Ultimately, you end having more time to focus on the things that matter the most to you, your family, your business, etc. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about is, let me break a myth for you. A myth that I once bought into also. That myth, you might be asking what it is. Well, that's the idea that we don't have time to do something. This is a common excuse that I, like many of us, have used to avoid taking action or committing to something new. However, my friend, the truth is that I don't have time is often just a myth. In reality, people make time for the things that are really important to them. If we truly value something, we will find a way to make it happen, regardless of how busy and lack of time we feel we have. It's all about prioritizing our time and being intentional with how we choose to spend it. By recognizing that we have the power to control our time and make room for the things that matter most, we can break free from the limiting belief that we don't have time or we're too busy to do what we want. Now, I know that might be a truth bomb coming your way. I know you might even potentially be triggered. Lean into the trigger and see what that's coming from. But I'm here to tell you, this is a myth. Let me take, for example, I've never ran into a person who didn't have time to indulge in some form of enjoyment. People may not have quote unquote time to do the dishes, but they can always find time to binge watch their favorite show. They may not have time to prepare a sandwich, but they can allocate an hour to dine out or take a quick stop at the drive-thru. When it comes to being busy, we tend to fill our schedules with activities that either bring us pleasure, financial benefits, or both. Our day and how we spend our time are fundamentally a result of our choices, whether for positive or negative reasons. When people claim they are busy or don't have time, it's usually because a specific request doesn't bring them any value or isn't a priority to them. To get someone's attention and time, we have to appeal to the what's in it for me mentality, or else we get the dreaded busy signal or I don't have time, and we avoid the tasks at hand. And then we do things like jump on social media and scroll for hours and then say, oh my goodness, my day is done. What have I done? I've done nothing. I don't have time, and fall back into that myth. So where to from here? If you don't have time or you feel like life is too busy, remember this. Remember, you get to choose how your life looks. If you don't like how it is, change it. If you don't change it, don't complain, because you're the one that chooses to do nothing about it. Number two, if I was in your shoes, I would use a tool like Toggle and track everything you're doing for at least a week. Then at the end of the week, assess your time, assess where it's being allocated, and then assess how you could free up time to do more things that bring you joy. Three, once you do that, then explore outsourcing, either tasks within your home life or within your business. Where can you gain back 5 to 8 hours a week? I remember that when I first started to make a little bit more money and I didn't have time and I was buying into that myth, I then said to my husband at the time, I'm going to get a cleaner. My husband said, just because you make more money doesn't mean you can spend more money. And I said, well, you do the school pickup and drop off and you do this, this, and the other, but I'm cleaning the toilet bowls and I'm doing this, this, and this. And that takes about 8 to 10 hours a week. Now, if my hourly rate is $500 an hour, in those 10 hours, I could make $5,000. Or I could clean the toilet bowls and not make that money, or I could outsource to someone for, let's just say, $50 a week, profiting $450 per hour worth of work that I build. My husband then realized, oh, get the cleaner. And from that, I was able to gain back around 10 hours per week in my home life, which freed me up to then do the work in my business, which then allowed me to grow my business. And I was no longer using the excuse, I'm too busy. I don't have time. So think about where you could start to outsource. And you might say, well, I don't have money. Again, I'm probably going to call a myth on that, because if you can go buy alcohol, if you can go buy cigarettes, if you can go shopping, if you can go on trips, you can always find money for things that are important. Even if you just start by outsourcing 2 or 3 hours a week, you can always find the money. You can always make the time if you choose to. The choice is always yours. And remember, if you're wanting help with making more money and are tired of trying to figure everything out on your own, then let's connect. I've helped thousands of women around the world by creating a personalized business strategy and mastering their mindset so they can create a business and life they love and want to show up for every single day. Head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, and explore the different masterminds I have, retreats I have, or one-on-one services I have. Or you can send me a DM over on Instagram. My handle again is Angela Henderson Consulting. We can chat via voice message about how I can best support you. But to you, amazing human, thank you again, anonymous human, for sending through this message. I know it might not be what you wanted to hear, but I don't cover things in sugar. I don't sugarcoat things, I should say. I kind of call it how it is. I'm a straight shooter. But from that straight shooting, I've been able to grow my business in a way that works for me. And I want you to be able to grow your business in a way that works for you so that you can get your time back and enjoy life the way that you want to. Have a beautiful day, my amazing friend. And I look forward to working with you at angelahenderson.com.au. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.